As this year comes to a close, KUOW's Race and Equity team is revisiting stories and issues that shaped 2017. One story was the Trump administration's travel ban targeting some Muslim countries. Arslan Bukhari is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE. It's a national group that advocates for Muslim Americans. Bukhari says the travel ban also had an impact on them.
So American Muslims are Americans, and the travel ban affected them not because they weren't able to travel to the U.S., they're already here, but because of the message it sends to them that somehow they are, well, it sends a very negative message. And that is the real effect of the travel ban, is a constant attack on Americans who are Muslims because of their faith. And that's what kids felt, you know. And they deserve to hear messages that tell them that they have the right to grow up with the same hopes and dreams as every other young American, and certainly not having to hear attacks from, you know, leaders that they should look up to.
That was Arslan Bukhari. He led the Seattle office for the Council on American-Islamic Relations for the past decade. Bukhari recently took a job at CARE's national headquarters in Washington, D.C. He spoke with Liz Jones from KUOW's Race and Equity team.